Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. More.
Only
Jesus,
miracle
changed
my life.
Don't you know he made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
Christ,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome, awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in, for trusting and praying that all is well with you and with yours. We've been talking about persevering in prayer, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. We have previously talked about on other Monday mornings, persevering in prayer, verse number 7. Then last week, we concluded with why persevere in prayer, verses 8 through 10. And so today we want to conclude this section of the Sermon on the Mount how does a person persevere in prayer? Number one, the believer must come to God as his Father. Christ explicitly tells us how to come to God. We must come to God as our Father, which is in heaven. The words in heaven acknowledge his sovereignty, his rule over us. God is able to do whatever we ask, and we are to expect him to grant our request as he sees fit. We must come to God as we come to an earthly father, freely and openly, communicating and fellowshipping. And we are to come often, not neglecting the love, respect, and trust due him. Note the words, how much more, in verse number 11. Jesus said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Whatever earthly parents are, God is much more. He is much more as a person and as a father. He knows our every request, and he has the knowledge, the intelligence, the wisdom, and power to grant them. God has taken the initiative to create the family relationship with us. He has adopted us as children. Therefore, we can come to him in a much more trust and confidence than we can to our earthly fathers. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, and made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. In Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16, the Apostle Paul again says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Notice the text does not say, the Spirit itself bears witness to our spirit, but it says it bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And again in Romans 8 and verse number 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. God is love, 1 John 4, verses 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In the same chapter, in verse number 16, and we know and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and in God in him. He is so loving, he compares his love and tenderness to that of a mother. In Isaiah 66 and verse number 13, pen these words. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. The believer must come to God for good, wholesome things. Number one, earthly fathers are human and sometimes carnal, and some fathers are even deliberately evil. But there are three things that we should take notice of when it comes to earthly fathers. Number one, earthly fathers sometimes make mistakes in what they give. They can and do give stone and serpent-like things to their sons, not deliberately, deceived by what the world calls acceptable and good. But God is not deceived. God gives only good things things which are truly wholesome and beneficial. If we ask for that which is wrong and harmful to us, God will quickly and promptly say no, or else he will give what is really needed. Number two, earthly fathers are sometimes ill-natured, cross and provoking, and wrong in their response to a child's request, but not God. He always understands and knows exactly how to respond and what and when to give. Number three, earthly fathers are sometimes evil and harmful, threatening and dangerous, forsaking and deserting, but not God. God knows exactly how to meet the need of the son or daughter who is forsaken or deserted. Listen to the sweet psalmist of Israel, David, in Psalms 27, verse number 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, Jesus says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Luke 11 and verse number 13, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Here's this phrase again. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In John 10 and verse number 28, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. John, that apostle of love, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Moses in Exodus chapter 23 and verse number 25, he said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, in Jeremiah 24 and verse number 7, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And finally, Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven, open you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Remember, beloved, persevere in prayer, and remember how a person persevere in prayer. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come. We thank you once again for this opportunity. We trust and pray that we've said things that have been in harmony with your will, that we have not added nor subtracted. Father, be with everyone on the call. Whatever they're going through, we ask, Father, that you look into each individual situation. Grant them what they need. If at this time you see no deliverance for them, but we ask that you give them the strength to endure. Father, please forgive us of any sins that we may have committed unbeknown to us. Bring it to our attention that we may rectify with thee before it's eternal and everlasting too late. Be with us as we go through the presence of this day. May we walk worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called. This is our humble petition in your mighty Son's name. Amen.